W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden set to use his State of the Union address tonight to tout what his administration has done so far and to lay out a picture of the next 4 years. Here's ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
President Biden preparing to deliver perhaps his most important speech yet. As the general election kicks off, Biden making his case in his annual State of the Union address. He spent days preparing, huddling with his closest advisors at Camp David, rehearsing, fine-tuning his message up until the final moments.
A Hamas delegation leaving Cairo, where ceasefire talks had been going on. That means it's highly unlikely that a deal will be reached before Ramadan, which begins on Monday. Egyptian officials say the negotiations reached an impasse over Hamas's demand for a phased process culminating in an end to the war. Alabama now has a new law protecting IVF providers from liability, signed by Governor Kay Ivey, the legislation stemming from a court ruling that equated frozen embryos and children. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A long-awaited new engineering building will go up at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. Governor Evers is giving final approval to $700 million worth of new construction projects across the UW system. There's money for classroom renovations in Madison and Whitewater, and nearly $200 million for central plant renovations and demolition projects. Republicans are slamming Vice President Kamala Harris after yesterday's Wisconsin visit. Congressman Brian Stile says she's trying to distract from the Biden administration's record.
There's a reason Vice President Harris didn't come and speak to people who are checking out at a grocery store, because she'd get an earful about how this administration's policies are making it harder and harder for families to get by.
Harris was in Madison to talk about apprenticeships in the trades and infrastructure. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A Green Bay woman is sentenced to 8 years in prison and 5 years extended supervision for a carjacking outside of a hospital in Green Bay. 18-year-old Chloe Zellner is convicted of operating a vehicle without consent and the use of a weapon and substantial battery for the September 2022 incident. A Green Bay professor is scheduled to make his second appearance in the Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions today. Earlier this week, Ben Chan, a philosophy professor at St. Norbert College, won his quarterfinal match to advance to the semifinals. Chan says he's more anxious prepping for the appearance than actually competing.
Being on stage, getting 60 clues in really 15 minutes when you take out the interviews and the commercial breaks, it's very freeing because there's no time to be anxious.
Chan is a 9-time Jeopardy champion who has won over $250,000 during his appearances. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Double duty for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In Arizona, the Brewers had a split doubleheader, half the team playing the Cleveland Guardians in a 3-3 tie. Backup catcher Eric Haas playing well, the other half losing to the Reds 2-0. Hockey, two Badgers players, forward Kirsten Sims and defender Caroline Harvey, rewarded as the best at their positions by the Women's Collegiate Hockey Association, the Badgers women's team in Minnesota this weekend for the final faceoff tournament. NBA, the Bucks losing to Golden State by 35 points, 125-90. Giannis after the game.
Okay, you know, it's one game. I think we've played 6.5 great games. Got to go to the next one. Hopefully we can be locked in, play better.
Marquette losing to number 2 ranked UConn 74-67 in the front row at Fiserv Forum was Packers head coach Matt LaFleur and the Bears' Matt Eberflus. Whenever they put LaFleur's face up on the scoreboard, the fans cheered, and every time they showed Eberflus, the crowd booed. That's sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 50 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, becoming cloudy with some showers after midnight, our low 34. Tomorrow, some rain likely. We could get a quarter inch or more with a high of 44. A little snow can mix in with the rain tomorrow night before it all ends on Saturday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's state...
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to hour number 3 of Mino and the Mayor. We've had a great show today as far as with our guests. They've been wonderful. And no shortage of brainiacs coming in right now.
Ouch.
Kelsey O'Donnell Mothy, the brain center of Green Bay.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
How long has that been since you were here the last time?
I think I was here in January.
Okay.
Potentially. And it was snowing. So I'm so happy that I'm here and I didn't have to like drive in the snow to get here. And it's lighter out. So I'm not like,
it's not windy. I know. Well, it's good to have you here.
Yes.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what the Brain Center of Green Bay does for the community.
Yes. So we are a free resource center and we offer two programs. So we have our personalized coaching, which anyone can come in and do, whether you have a diagnosis of a brain related disease or condition, or you just want to better your brain health. And then we also offer community resources such as presentations and also like our free event that's going on next Wednesday, which I'm here to talk about.
I just want to say this. I saw a article someplace where it said it hasn't been that many years where researchers or whomever you want to call them realized the brain needs to be exercised exactly the same way that your body needs to be exercised, or the same thing will happen to your brain that happens to your body.
Exactly. We're so proactive about the rest of our bodies that when it comes to our brains, we're just so reactive. We wait until the very end to be like, oh my goodness, we need to do something about this. So that's why at the Brain Center, we kind of look at the 6 pillars of brain health, and exercise is one of them, along with cognitive stimulation. So together, they really work hand in hand together.
Jim does the New York Times crossword puzzle to stimulate his.
That's great. That's a part of cognitive stimulation.
But he does the easiest level.
I do. I have to take
the
easy level.
So
that's
can
hard.
Feel smart, then.
I play solitaire like 20 times a day.
That's okay.
I play a lot of that.
But
also,
good.
Also, we're starting a new event next week called, or a new segment called, Are You Smarter Than a Former Mayor?
Yeah.
So we'll see where he stands in the community.
People
can
be
win
fun.
That. Mm-hmm. Say, I, when you walked in here today, I did say that. I still think you're one of the best kept secrets in Green Bay. And I was reading your testimonials, which are unbelievable. We'll read one, I think, before you leave. But what the people you have helped. So who comes to your place? Let's talk about that.
So whether you have a diagnosis, so we've had a lot of individuals who have come to us with either a Parkinson's diagnosis or their loved one has dementia or Alzheimer's. They come to us because they can't get in to see their physician on a regular basis. They have that quick 15-minute checkup like every 6 months, and they need that in-between time. So we'll work with them. But individuals like the three of us, we could easily go in and say, hey, I'm lacking in one of these 6 pillars, and I would really like to boost up my brain health, or I realize that one of my loved ones had XYZ and I want to know how I can better my brain health throughout the rest of my life.
Let's talk about that. Not the person with Parkinson's. Let's talk about people like the three of us.
Yeah.
What what are some of the signs? Go through those. You know those six pillars off the top of your head?
Yes, okay. I do. So they are.
I should say at the top of your brain.
At the top of my brain. So there's sleep, stress management, avoiding illness, injuries, and toxins, cognitive stimulation, quality nutrition, and physical exercise. Oh my goodness, I did that without even looking.
You did? Don't know. The very first one you mentioned,
and that's something we all take for granted, but the more different things I read about sleep, how it affects, affects weight loss
it
and
does.
Things like that.
It's amazing. So we were at a local employer. We do presentations free to local employers. If you are listening, hit us up. And one of the gals who was listening, she came to us and she's like, I'm not hitting any of these six pillars, especially sleep. What can I do? And she was not like, she also, I think, had like recently twins, but she's like, I don't know what to do here.
Right.
I need help. And so you can come in and we will work with you on that. And then we'll work with your care team because we're not going to prescribe you anything because we're not your doctors.
I want to get to that. You're very collaborative with other agencies. And why don't you just talk about that? Because you are a resource. You're free, which I still can't believe that. I think that's awesome. And we're going to talk about how you're funded in just a minute. But so you collaborate with other
we
groups.
Do.
So let's talk about that.
So when you come in, if you need other services outside of us, we work with multitude of agencies in the area, like ADRC will work with your healthcare provider. If you need to go maybe have services through Curative Connections, or if we think, you'll benefit from maybe going to the YMCA, we will definitely refer you out because we believe in community over competition. We want everyone to benefit from the amazing services that this community has.
So if they're lacking, and I would like to think that in those six pillars, we have resources here.
Oh, yeah.
And your job, or not your job, but what your company, what your organization does is connect the people who are lacking in one of these six, or maybe somebody like me lacking in all six, to the resources in the community. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. And especially like with nutrition, our one coach, Kathy, she's absolutely amazing with that. She'll sit down with you and she'll go over the nutrient aspect of it and really kind of dig deep and
is there such a thing as brain food?
There is.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is it?
Did you bring some?
Because I'm going to store up.
I did not. Okay, well. One that we really like to talk about is avocados because it's a really good healthy fat and our brains need that healthy fat. It's a really easy one to try. You don't need to get crazy with going out there and trying like all the different brain foods. Like you could do avocado, maybe adding some turmeric in there, some dark chocolate. Turmeric.
What's that?
It's a spice.
Okay.
You could add that in there. You could do, I'm trying to think.
But we can just do the guacamole.
You know, I love avocados, but you know what? They're hard to predict as far as like,
they are.
If you try to cut them too early, they're not good because they're too not ripe enough. And if you wait one day too long,
it's over.
They're mushy.
Yeah. So it's all over by the crayon.
I've heard there's a technique, something with the stem. If the stem comes off, it's ready or something like that.
No, I thought it was.
I have such a hard time timing them when to eat them.
You're right about the one day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it is. So, but
there's a short window of opportunity with the avocados.
So you told people about some brain foods that people could start, and you don't have to wait till you're 70, 80.
No. So right now, actually this past year, we launched in 2023, we launched our youth brain health program. So we're going into schools and we're teaching it at a younger age because we want people to be proactive about their brain health and not reactive.
So the Brain Center of Green Bay, I just think this is a very cool thing. Cause I think, I think people, when they think about brains, they think about surgery or just these
injuries, or whatever.
Like you said, we work.
You
the
almost
muscles.
Have to look at it as like a muscle.
Right. Mm-hmm. We work it out, is. But it's we don't work out our brains. Mm-hmm. So, you are here, and it's free. It's located, where are you at? You're right in Webster.
Yes, 2801 South Webster. We're in the lower level of CP. They're one of our amazing collaborative partners.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
John's awesome. And fantastic. We just didn't give him the shout-out he deserved. They broke another record.
They
I didn't tell you that, Johnny.
For the telethon?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They did. It was 1.4 million. And I remember when I was mayor, the goal was always $1 million. We worked so hard. Mm-hmm. We'd miss it. And, people would walk away. They're still happy you got 850,000, but you didn't have $1 million in the next year and the next year. So when they broke $1 million, I don't think they've ever been under it once they broke it. I think the city the community, I should say, has always grown. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to the community for supporting CP and raising that $1.4 million. I thought that was great. And John Sinegar is a pretty good friend of ours. So your organization is free. Mm-hmm. And appointments, or how does someone like, they probably be a little bit nervous walking into the
mechanics of it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So all you would have to do is give us a call or go to our website. It's, if you would rather go online, you can schedule online. You can kind of peruse our coaches and see how that works and kind of pick which one is best. Or you can call and talk to Lorena, who's our program manager, and kind of give her your background on what you're feeling, and then she can best pair you up with the correct
coach.
Tell
us the website. We're going to do it again.
Yes,
but
www.braincentergb.org.
Okay, can I go back to the food again?
Yeah.
Okay, what are some other foods? And is it just a wife's tale that drinking kills brain cells?
Alcohol is a neurotoxin, so I would limit the amount of alcohol that
okay.
you
Okay, I told you, John.
But I am not a doctor.
I
so
never
I
trust you, John.
So I can't, like, give out a lot of medical advice this
All
morning.
Right. Well, that one's a pretty, that's a like, I hate to say this.
I don't know if it is, because a lot of brilliant guys enjoyed a cocktail every now and then. Einstein?
No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking, an occasional cocktail, that's not what she's saying. We're talking about people who...
Who really partake, because okay, there is a link between... Individuals who do, I believe, heavily drink and dementia. So there is that link there. There have been studies.
Do you think it's too late, or do you think we can?
There's
all right.
Okay.
Just ignore him. Okay.
Give out the avocados.
Just ignore him. What about? I heard tuna too. I heard tuna is a brain food.
I believe so. Yes.
Yes.
Fatty fish. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Fatty However, fish. Yes. Mackerel. Salmon, tuna, even sardines.
Yeah, but
thank you. Okay, I'm the last person in America that eats sardines.
Yeah. Okay, but I
love sardines. Do you?
I want to talk to this. Yes, I love sardines. Okay. But
you should come to my apartment sometime. It smells like a fish factory type. Sardines and tuna.
Kelsey, I would think the.
That's why I'm smart. I'm not dumb like everybody says. I'm smart. What movie's that from?
I have no idea.
What movie's that from?
I have no idea.
Godfather 2, Fredo.
I think I would have known that one.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I'm not dumb like everybody says. Mikey, I'm smart.
I got two words for you. At least that's three. Anyway, but Kelsey, John is talking about brain food.
Yes.
And you know that guy, Menor Mantwalk, Natural Ovens with the brain muffin?
No.
Do you remember that? Todd?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh. No. You heard of Natural Ovens in Manitoba?
Yes. I've heard of it. Yeah.
He, national news, he developed muffins that were brain food to sell to the schools. But really, I don't know. I know the guy, but I think it was like just to eat breakfast is better for your brain. It's not necessarily his muffin, but whatever.
Yeah.
The quality of the food. See, John shopped at Dollar Tree for his food. And I think
that's okay. You
thank you.
It's. You can find you it
quality.
You can
salmon, and
in a can, yeah.
You it,
wow,
you know, okay. And then go to like
Festival.
The farmer's market.
Yes,
and
get there
your
you
fresh
go.
Fresh produce,
right?
You know,
you
really
go.
Kind of
yeah.
help the
All
local
right.
farmers.
Anyway,
so
yeah. Texter at Porsche in Stuttgart, we're allowed a pint of beer at lunch every day. Their thought was it relaxed you, and you thought better.
Well, if you're telling, people do drink wine with
yes,
so
they do.
I think it. It's in moderation.
Yes.
I think that's the key to that. Yeah. I want to talk about, so we talked about sleep, how important.
1 minute.
Things that are, are they all the six? I'm sure they're not all equally as important. So I would think.
Sleep really is important. Though.
Right. It is. And you connect people with like this, the sleep center that we have here, that place that
we
tests
would
your amp.
Likely send you back to your physician to work with them and kind of have them help you. Connect with the sleep center.
All right. Hey, I want to talk. You got a fundraiser coming up. I want to talk about because I want to support this. Tell us about it quickly.
Yeah. So next Wednesday, we have our free second annual brain awareness event at the Green Bay Botanical Gardens.
Love it.
From 3 to 7.
Okay.
And your website once again?
Braincentergb.org.
All right. We got to support this.
Do some more research on what I can eat and not eat. Okay?
And where to buy
it.
So we want to have you back.
I'll send you some handouts.
We want to have you back.
Yes.
That's your project.
I will
right
do
now.
That.
All right.
Awesome.
Okay. When you have that, you let us know and you're coming back.
We'll do.
And where you got
outstanding. And what we can and can't drink.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so very much, Kelsey. You're awesome. Mind of the Mayor, back after this.
Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor. Thank you very much, Kelsey, for being here from the Brain Center of Green Bay. What a great place.
We are going to be so smart. Todd, did you hear her commitment to us?
Yeah, I heard this, Todd.
She is, we're going to become a case study.
Especially for us.
Yes, we're going to become a case study.
Yes.
She is next time.
Well,
she
first of all, that makes a ton of sense. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to case study anybody,
right,
it would
start be at
you
the bottom.
Absolutely.
Yep. Start at the bottom. Yep. So yep. There's only improvement. But she next time she comes on, she's going to talk more about food.
All brain food. We're going to specialize on brain food.
We're research a little bit more of those muffins. We're going to talk about avocados and what to eat those with. And not only to eat tuna and salmon, but where to buy it so that it's good quality.
Dollar Tree has
brain.
It.
Well, yeah, they do. But
that's
okay.
Where I buy it from.
And then the next time she comes on after that, Todd, you got to schedule this out in maybe another month or so. But she's going to talk about the different things we can do to stimulate our brain, crossword puzzles, what is that called?
Sudoku or something?
Sudoku. And then, but even that word find thing.
Yeah.
You circle the words at different angles and that. So
actually, you know what? You didn't bring me the New York Times this week.
You know what? I didn't tell you that. I just get it online now.
What?
Yeah, it was 53. It's $56 it went up.
That was
too.
The one thing you did for me. You bring me the New York Times every Monday. And you don't do that anymore.
No, I don't do it. I didn't.
Wow.
I just get it online. So,
because right. I really enjoyed that one segment that had all those things. I'm terrible at crossword puzzles, I'll be honest with you. But they had those things where find the thing. You used to do it when you were a kid, but they still do it at the New York Times.
Yeah, but I just tell you, the crossword puzzles are easier online with the New York Times.
Why?
You type in your letter, and then if it's not right,
oh, then you take
X goes
it out. Oh, good point, good point.
You
yeah, otherwise,
back it up.
Yeah.
So it's actually easy.
I have never completed a crossword puzzle in my life.
But
have you, Todd?
I think so, but like easy stuff like TV
right.
Guide and
stuff. Those were fun, actually.
Right.
Of course.
Yeah. You had those when you were a kid. Didn't your parents, what was that called? Highlight?
Yeah. Highlight Magazine?
They had easy crossword puzzles in there.
Yeah, those are, but I don't think I ever stuck to one and did the whole thing.
Hocus Focus, what moved? Remember that?
They had one picture. I thought I was the only one that used to get Highlight Magazine.
No.
You got that too?
Yes.
Did everybody get that?
I think so. I think, yes.
Oh, that was fun.
That was a good magazine. They had a lot of variety in there. But anyway, it's going to be fun to get Kelsey back on here. Talk about food. She kind of talked about sleep a little bit, but I really think what they do with sleep is they send you to somebody who really knows sleep, you know, the CPAP guy and all
sleep therapy
that.
Type
yes.
things.
Okay. But
just the thing is, the thing that I was reading, and this was in like Men's Health, where it talks about, you know, we'll tell you how many weights to lift, how many calories to do, how many whatever. But if you're not exercising your brain, that's almost a waste because that's your most important muscle. And that's a good point in regards to how people, if they don't keep kind of stimulating their brain, how quickly it can kind of just sort of slide.
Like,
I mean, how many times have we all said, "Oh, I can't remember what?" I mean, those things really do happen.
I think the point that she made, and I think it's you're just reinforcing that today, is that we worry a lot about our physical health. We're walking, we're working out, we're paying a trainer a fortune to get us in shape, and you know we need our brain too. So this is a pretty cool thing, and I don't think we've talked enough about it that it's free. I mean, you walk in there, and she said you can make an appointment, go online, but you go down there and. You know, tell them a little bit about you. They'll have some suggestions. I just think that's a cool service we have here in our community, and I'm not that well aware of it, but
so,
we need to support them.
Speaking on the other flip side of this, now back to the physical aspect, heard you got your butt kicked pretty good in the workout, huh?
Oh, man.
Huh?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, you guys. I came home, and I said, you know, am I too old to work out? I had to push this sled with the weights on, and it's hard. It's on carpeting, so it's not like that hard. But I was just dying. I had to do it four times. And I was just, I'm telling you, John, not like, oh, I was out of breath or my legs were sore. I'm telling you, it was like dial 911. I was just hurting. And
we used to call it the swallow the popsicle effect, where your lungs are so on fire.
Right.
Yeah.
And I thought I was going to die. And he said, no, you're not going to. But it was, yeah. And then you get light. I did not like it. And I don't want to get where, see, if I don't like something, I quit.
Well, can't you tell him you got to pull back a little bit, that, you know?
Yeah, I got to talk to him. I mean, he's been on our show twice.
I know.
I mean,
he's,
I like
he's
the guy.
He's wonderful.
He's
for
also
you, but
23.
Yeah.
And I don't, I think, you know, we get along. We talk about a lot of things. And I think he might be seeing me closer to his age than I am. I don't know. You know what I'm saying,
I don't know.
John?
I don't know. I think we could. I think we could put you next to him and see that there's quite a difference.
I don't know if that's the problem.
Oh, dude!
Damn it, Jim! I was thinking you were my age. I swear. Oh, I looked at you. I thought you were 23, anyway. 24 at the most. So you're right. I think that's the problem. He's thinking you're close to his age. Yep. Don't you, Todd?
Well, you don't look like you're all that out of shape, right? I mean, you don't. Maybe.
Yeah, you were a lot thinner in that picture from that movie.
Totally.
Though.
Oh, my
your face,
right?
And you looked a lot younger then.
Hey, you know who looked good yesterday? Tim Hanna.
Yeah.
He lost 42 pounds.
Wow.
And he's a cook. He's a good cook, too.
Okay.
But he went in. And
I still think that's your biggest problem is you're too good of a cook. Yeah. You're like you're cooking. Yeah.
I'm cooking today. Yep. I got stuff all out already.
That's
I'm
going to
go home. And it's 8 hours. It's a slow cooker. It's, you know.
What is it? What are you cooking?
Just you know, pork, sauerkraut, and some pepper. You don't like that?
Do you? Let me just ask. Do you go a week without sauerkraut? Because you eat it a lot.
Well, that's because I like, you know, Rubens and but with sauerkraut.
Are you German? Are you full-blooded German?
No, my mom was Polish, so I do some Polish cooking.
Same thing, but I mean, that's the same part of Eastern Europe. I mean, it's...
Well, not the German.
You guys, sauerkraut is like just... Yeah. That's your basic food of life, isn't it, though? And like I said, I think it's more
I
like it sometimes.
Meat,
I like it if it's a little bit sweeter, sort of, if that makes
good.
Sense.
With that
but some of the ones
too,
that's
though.
Really bitter and...
Anyway, so that's what I mean.
Do you put it on brats?
Oh, yeah.
Do you make your own sauerkraut? Do people make their own at all?
No, I do the with cabbage. I will do sweet and sour and stuff with sugar, and that's really good. But I do like to cook, and the problem is when I cook, you know, I wish I could cook and give it away or sell it is what I'd really like to do. But
how many times have I offered to take it off your hands?
Yeah, I know. I've dropped some stuff.
You've
off
dropped
you.
Off a lot of stuff for me. I like I said, I'm one step away from homeless with the way I have people bring me food.
But no, I want to.
But you know why?
Don't
you know why?
Oh my God.
Because I vowed after I spent $105 at the grocery store a couple of weeks ago for stuff that I ate within like 2 days.
Yeah,
it's like I can't afford $100 a week for groceries.
Yeah,
I was shocked at how expensive groceries are.
Yeah. They are.
You know, we're talking about those little salmon things at other places other than Dollar Tree. They're like $5 for a little packet. I mean, it's like,
But still, you got to buy good food. It's going in your body. Like, you go to the dollar store. I still can't believe. Dollar store is good for, like, Scotch tape and Kleenex, maybe. But
their tuna fish is fine.
If it's going in your body, I think you should go to the farmer's market or to a festival or something. You go to the meat market, talk to the butcher, and see what's good. But I don't know. I don't think that's good. But
I think packaged foods, whether you get it there or you get it at a regular grocery store, it's all the same.
Absolutely.
We're going to get Joe on here. He's going to tell us a lot about theater. But, Joe, I want to get your take. You're in good shape.
Joe's good. Joe from the Grand Oshkosh is going to be our authority on food.
I think he's got this guy travels. He's just in New York. I bet you he's a little bit of a foodie. He just looks like that. He's got that kind of attitude about him that he's, you know, like he does it a little better than everyone else. So
Todd,
I want to ask
with
him.
Me on this.
No, he is.
I see Joe sitting back and like, what the hell am I getting into?
All right, well,
what's going on here? I thought we were talking about the Grand.
We're
going to
talk
about food.
Joe, I'm impressed with him. He was in here about a month ago and. He just seems like very well
rounded,
schooled. Well-rounded. Not rounded like you. Rounded like in good shape. So, Joe, we're going to talk to you about food real quick, and then we're going to go down with the Grand
Sniper Shot
Oshkosh.
Out of the blue.
It's always build you up and
rip
you down.
What the heck was that?
We're going to be right back. Mind on the Mayor talking with the Grand Oshkosh.
Wow.
Way you do it. You play the guitar.
your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. University of Wisconsin campuses will keep more tuition money from Minnesota students from now on. Governor Evers is giving final approval to changes to Wisconsin's reciprocity agreement with Minnesota. Extra money from Minnesota students' tuition used to go to the state's general fund. Advocates for sustainable farming say they're happy with a recent federal court ruling banning the pesticide dicamba. George Naylor is an organic farmer who used to use chemical herbicides and pesticides.
I could see when after a rain how it washed off of a cornfield into my soybeans and hurt my soybeans. So I'd say it's a very dangerous chemical, and it can be easily moved through groundwater and surface water.
Dicamba is highly prone to drifting, which makes it hard for farmers to control where it goes. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Green Bay small business owner Jamie Wall has announced his bid for the newly drawn 30th State Senate District. Wall, who's a Democrat, says he wants to be a state senator who will fight for regular people.
I don't have a magic wand. I can't tell you that if, you know, I'm elected, I'm going to solve all the world's problems overnight. But I can push in the right direction. And I can tell you that I'm going to make every decision with people who sent me to Madison in mind, and particularly the people who need somebody on their side.
Wall is challenging incumbent Republican Eric Wimberger. Spring is approaching, and a familiar sound will be filling the air in Winnebago County beginning March 16th. County officials say the weekly outdoor warning siren test will happen every Saturday at noon through September. Tests will be canceled if there are serious conditions or severe weather situations to avoid any confusion. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.
This will be one of the most important speeches from the president in this critical election year.
This Thursday night at 8 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Double duty for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In Arizona, the Brewers had a split doubleheader, half the team playing the Cleveland Guardians in a 3-3 tie, backup catcher Eric Haas playing well, the other half losing to the Reds 2-0. Hockey, two Badgers players, forward Kirsten Sims and defender Caroline Harvey, rewarded as the best at their positions by the Women's Collegiate Hockey Association, the Badgers women's team in Minnesota this weekend for the final faceoff tournament. NBA, the Bucks losing to Golden State by 35 points, 125-90. Giannis after the game.
Okay, you know, it's one game. I think we've played 6.5 great games. Got to go to the next one. Hopefully we can be that team, play better.
Marquette losing to number 2 ranked UConn, 74-67 in the front row at Fiserv Forum was Packers head coach Matt LaFleur and the Bears' Matt Eberflus. Whenever they put LaFleur's face up on the scoreboard, the fans cheered, and every time they showed Eberflus, the crowd booed. That's sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 50 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, becoming cloudy with some showers after midnight, our low 34. Tomorrow, some rain likely. We could get a quarter inch or more with a high of 44. A little snow can mix in with the rain tomorrow night before it all ends on Saturday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Where the fans own the team. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor, 8:34 in the morning, 36 degrees now in Appleton, 36 in Green Bay, 37 in Appleton, 38 in Oshkosh. Kevin Arroyo, 98.3 FM, WSS, and of course the Civic Media app. Once again, we've had some just really fun, great guests here so far today, and I don't think we're going to fall short with this one. Joe Furlow from the Grand in Oshkosh. Well,
I hope you don't fall short.
No, well, we'll see, Joe. It's up to you.
Good morning.
We've been really good so far. Don't blow it for us, okay?
I know, right?
It's the guest.
I was listening to the brain segment. That was great.
All right. So, Joe, I don't know how much you were listening to, but Kelsey was telling us these six different
pillars.
The six different pillars of health.
I can't remember now what it was.
No, I'm not asking you to.
Give me an avocado.
No, Joe, a couple things. You seem healthy to me in terms of both intellectually.
He's been building you up here, Joe. Like, you're going to be the authority here on this booth thing. So go ahead, my friend.
He's the authority.
You impressed him.
He's the authority of theater. We have some mutual friends as well.
You hear what he said, Joe, to me?
What?
When he said, Joe is very well-rounded, not just round like you.
So you got to listen. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
Look, I want to go on. I want to talk about the what's going on at the Grand in Oshkosh, especially your PBS thing that you have coming up. But tell us... health. Do you eat good food? Do you do the avocados and the salmon?
I have a wife who makes sure that I eat my avocados and my salmon.
There you go.
And the truth of the matter is, it was about a year and a half ago that that I went through the heart stent.
You did that on the treadmill.
So I haven't always been that way. The challenge for me is, this little public television special, I'm not sleeping.
Right.
at all. And, so the sleeping and stress are going to be my manageable things right now. You can control your diet. You can control your exercise. Yeah. But, stress and sleep are going to be.
The thing I always say about sleep, the harder you try to do it, the less you're going to do it. I told you the other night, I was up again all night.
Yeah.
I'm like, all night.
Yeah.
And it's like you try everything.
Is that I'm gonna wake up at 2:17 every morning because I'm a guy of a certain age, right?
Yeah.
So the question is, will I get back to sleep?
Yeah,
totally. Will my mind engage and start the next day?
Yeah. Totally agree.
No, and
if I get back to sleep, I'm great. If not, my staff is getting the 4:22 AM
emails.
Okay. Yeah. So they know because the timestamp on the thing is there. They don't see them. Yeah. I hope.
I agree. Yeah. There's not a lot on TV then, and you're not supposed to go to your phone because
that stimulates your brain too much or something, right?
It does. Yeah, no.
The blue light or something.
But with all that said, I can speak with a little authority here. Stay away from Ambien. That is not that's not the answer.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the answer.
I don't think that's the answer.
It's great stuff, but it is not the answer. Okay, let's move on. Joe, you've got a lot going on.
I slept great last night, by the way.
Okay, good. So. How are things looking at the Grand?
Yeah, tell us about the big project.
Well, ironically, we've got a big project this week before next week. And I want to spend about about 30 seconds talking about B-Twins, who are here on Saturday. The B-Twins are a pair of brothers from Brazil who found their way out of the slums of Brazil to touring this country with their electric violin and ukulele mandolin music. And they play all kinds. It's the happiest act you'll ever put on your stage and in your audience, because they're out there in the audience, and so they're a returning favorite. They'll be here this Saturday, and because we announced it a little late for my taste, you can still get some tickets because normally you can't. So
JoeGrandOshkosh.org. I'm sorry, I'll let you get there, but back up again. Did you say electric violin
and mandolin?
I've never seen this before.
Oh my gosh. Look, go to the website afterwards. Do yourself a favor. Look them up. Don't take my word for it.
An electric violin.
No, like the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. No, they're electric violins. That's, we talked about, we had a guy here, Devil Went Down to Georgia. Those are, there's violins and then there's electric violins.
Which is in their show, by the way.
Devil Went Down to Georgia?
Oh, yeah. Oh. He'll play everything from Devil Went Down to Georgia to a Michael Jackson tribute.
Wow, this is cool.
That is cool.
It's family friendly and fun.
And you know what else is kind of cool? It's a little bit, you know, Slumdog Millionaire, right? These guys kind of came from nothing, and now they're, you know, that behind the scenes story is exactly impressive in and of itself.
Do either of you guys golf?
Used to. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is actually a precursor for next year's fundraiser, which is going to be a golf outing in March. A miniature golf course built inside the Grand Oshkosh. So you'll be able to mini golf your way through the Grand Oshkosh as the fundraiser next year.
This year,
there'll be a couple of holes set up for the donors for the premium experience upstairs in the balcony. So you can buy your premium tickets. You get to nosh with some food from Zupa's. You get the best seats in the house and you get the mini golf.
All right.
For a
little nice.
That so it'll awesome. Be a fun weekend.
That
it'll
sounds
be
like a fun great weekend. Weekend.
Saturday.
Just got texted, Joe. Back today, I saw John Prine and Arlo Guthrie at the Grand.
Oh, my gosh.
Those are two. Here's the thing. If you don't know the Grand, it's 500 seats. It's like playing in a living room. And that's what the artists say. And so guys like Prine and Guthrie, they would just shine because they just kick back, kind of like we're doing right now, right? You know, speak gently to the mic and let everything else do the work. And Arlo, God love him, he loved the Grand and would say it. We love when artists say what a beautiful place it is. It's why the Four Phantoms are here, to be honest, is because one of the artists fell in love with the place. And it's just such a special place.
That's intimate. I mean, that's 500 is because with the Meyer Theater, people comment about the Meyer Theater saying, hey, this is cool to play in, but that's 1,000 seats. I mean,
your Grand is half the size of
that's
the
pretty
Meyer.
Cool.
The Meyer is a beautiful hall. And that's kind of the point really, right? You've got, you got the Meyer and you got the Fox Cities PAC and you got the Widener and you got the Grand and they're all
Tarleton now,
you know, and you go down to the Lakeshore and the Manitowoc and you've got
Capitol's cool.
The Capitol is a great place. And so there's just so people can get a musical experience of all different, and that's just the indoor stuff. Right.
Oh yeah. That's true.
You're not counting the outdoor stuff.
Waterfest is great. Yeah.
Right. You know,
when people say, oh, that your competition, I'm like, no. People need to go to all of the things.
Oh, no, that's,
I agree. Beat Twins is going to get lost in a big hall. And we could never have put the Phantom of the Opera. So instead, we squeezed four Phantoms onto our stage.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So this weekend with these Beat Twins, that really sounds interesting. I'm gonna check something on it. I'd like to maybe see that because I like music. And I think the backstory on that is pretty cool.
Can we YouTube them, Joe?
You can, yeah.
Okay.
But the spelling is B, number two, W-I-N-S.
Okay. Okay. Nice. Hey, tell me about your other big project coming up.
That is big.
The one that's keeping you up late at night.
You know, it's outrageous when you stop and think about it that, you know, in a couple of weeks, American Public Television is going to roll into Oshkosh with the television truck and the four camera shoot, and they're going to set up inside the Grand Oshkosh. That in itself is just amazing. And then the Four Phantoms, you know, they could have, it's outrageous that they're in Oshkosh to begin with because they're touring 2,500. Right now they're touring and the ramp up. Their theater seats are, you know, 1,200 to 2,500. They're like the other places we've talked about, right? They don't go to 500 seat theaters and 500 seat theaters can't afford it. So it was just outrageous to think that I would ever book them in the first place. And this was 5 or 6 years ago. And then as they came into town, they fell in love with theater, which was great. And they fell in love with Oshkosh, which is even better. And when I met them, they were discussing this special, this public television special. And, you know, at the time they was like, well, maybe we'll shoot in Las Vegas. This Phantom opened up the theater in Vegas many years ago. It'd be great to go there. Or maybe we'll go to Atlantic City or where will we go? We'll go here. And I'm just kind of going, hello.
Yeah,
you know, right. I think, and eventually, you know, it got to the conversation where we went, you know, he would be fabulous in this place. And then, you know, it's the Grand's 140 years old and it has been renovated, but it is a 140 year old building. It has its issues when you talk about dragging television cameras and that sort
hanging
of stuff.
Lights, through right.
the place. Yeah. Because basically you take out the theater lights and you put in television lights, you know, and so the Grand itself, the equipment in the Grand goes to bed for a week, and a whole new set, you know, it's not just like you're striking or removing the scenery from the Lourdes High School show that will be there on the Sunday before. And then just, you know, setting up around the lights like we normally do. It's everything's got to go. And all this stuff's going to, you know, semi shows up on Monday with all of the equipment. And then the TV truck shows up on Tuesday.
Meanwhile,
the Phantoms have been in town. And
when's it going to air, Joe?
It is the show is scheduled to air at the late summer, early fall pledge cycles on PBS.
Okay.
So we're in the pledge cycles too.
And, right.
And
right.
That's the beauty. You know, Mayor, your title and former occupation leads you to know what does it mean when a public television special goes on and it's from Oshkosh,
right,
and they say it's from, I mean, Oshkosh isn't our name. So all they got to do is say it's, you know, performed at the Grand Oshkosh, and there we are. It's going to be enormous for the city.
Hey, let me just say one thing. The one thing I'm a little disappointed in with the PBS fundraising thing they've got going on right now, they haven't showed my favorite TV series of all time. The guy that goes to Alaska and builds his own cabin.
Oh, right.
You know who I mean?
I do know who you mean. Yeah, I can't think of the name of the show, though.
But I love that guy. He builds everything with an axe. He's unbelievable.
So crazy.
He's living our dream, Jim.
Oh, God. Yeah, we're going to.
Just saying.
Yeah,
if anybody knows if that's going to be on, please let
me know. Yeah, this thing just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah. So these are four guys who
talk about economic development, right?
Right.
There's 30 people just from the Phantoms and the television crew who are staying for a week in Oshkosh, in the hotels, eating the food and doing this stuff. And we're the only theater in Wisconsin. This was part of the deal that I struck with them years ago. And normally you have what's called a radius. Within 100 miles, they aren't going to perform in a different place because you want to have
the audience. PAC and Leidner were kind of like that, weren't they, Jim?
Yeah. They lived their life like the Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, we're all one community.
So we have a radius that's the state of Wisconsin.
Oh, nice.
We're the only place in Wisconsin that the Four Phantoms is performing. And so our marketing, you know, we're obviously the folks at every level of our listening audience right now and beyond, this is their chance to see it.
Right.
And there's three performances. So if, you know, for me, the kick obviously is going to be the camera shoots and the booms and all of the other stuff going on during the shows. But if someone says, I just want to go see the show, I don't want those pesky cameras, right? The Thursday show is kind of like a dress rehearsal for TV. It's a full show, but the cameras won't be rolling. So the audiences who want to not have boom and whatever happening can experience it on Thursday. Friday and Saturday will both be taped. Okay. So if you're in the audience too, you know, make sure
you're probably going to show up on the
smile,
TV.
Right. You know? Yeah.
But sometimes sometimes those camera guys take their liberties and will block your view to get their shot. You remember? But anyway,
we actually dealt with this in a different, you know, in a lot of different ways. On one night, the boom is coming off of the house left balcony box seat, and then they're going to move it to house right on the next night. And the track camera is at the orchestra pit level.
Right.
So the handheld and then there's stationary cameras two-thirds of the way back, but they're not, you know, we blocked seats behind them.
All right, cool.
To make sure they're not in anyone's way. It's like you said, you just hit on it. Everything is different and every day is something different. We're still finding our way around things today.
Joel, you're doing such a great job down there at the Grand. Tell us your website again, how we can get tickets, how we can get information, how we can go, because you have events going on all year, but.
All year, 140 days of programming. So it's the Grand Oshkosh. You got to get the in there. TheGrandOshkosh.org.
Easy enough.
Yeah.
That's
easy
cool.
Enough. Joe, this is exciting stuff. Very cool stuff. Sure appreciate this. Keep it rocking down there. By the way, tell the guys from the Phantom they want to have some fun. What's that place we talked about the other day that has a great old bowling alley in the basement in Oshkosh?
Oh, the Howard.
The Howard. Well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they got the drive-in that's opening too.
Oh, that's right.
They owe you $20 for every mention. For bringing them up.
Yeah, and what's the drive-in, Todd?
Arty and Ed's.
Arty and Ed's. We're going.
We got Leon's and Arty and Ed's.
Love it. Yeah.
Hey, Joe, thank you so much. Grand Oshkosh, keep it rocking.
Thank you. Appreciate it,
my friend. Mind of the Mayor, back right after this.
Close my eyes.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Mayor, wrap it up here on a good look at Thursday morning. Once again, 36 in Green Bay, 37 in Appleton, 38 in Oshkosh. It's been a fun day talking with a variety of people. And tomorrow we got a great show coming up for you once again to wrap it up. But a lot of stuff going on again today out at the Resch Center, the WIA Girls State Basketball Tournament. Got some local teams. Got Appleton Xavier. We got Nina with one of the best players in the entire country there. We got Lena. Lena, everybody's leaving Lena today and going down to watch the girls play. Then we got Green Bay Notre Dame going for their fourth straight state championship. We had Sarah Rohde on here yesterday, so a lot of good things there. Then tonight, the Crest Center, the UW Green Bay women in their first tournament action at 5 o'clock, followed by the men's game in the tournament action. That's coming up right after. So big day of basketball in Northeast Wisconsin. And then
tomorrow we got a great show coming up as well, right? Yep. We got our regular, the Bellin.
The what?
The guy from Bellin.
Oh, Mark Houston. No, yes, he's going to be here. Bellin Runners. Bellin Sports Medicine, yeah, of course. Sports Medicine.
And then,
yep,
Eric,
we got Mark coming on.
And then because we've gone to 3 hours, our last hour on Friday.
Well, in between, though, we've got a very special guest.
Go ahead.
Tanner Bordolini.
Yes.
Tanner played high school football at Kewaunee, and then he had a great career with the Wisconsin Badgers, and he was invited to the NFL Combine and just blew it away. Just like the fastest time an offensive lineman has ever gotten in certain events.
Right.
I mean, just absolutely opened people's eyes. So we're going to talk to Tanner about that whole experience about being at the NFL Combine tomorrow. And then, go ahead.
We got some music that we've got this third hour where we talk a lot about what's going on in Oshkosh, Appleton, Green Bay, just the different venues, theater, music, sports. Eric Rathsack is coming in, and he's going to actually perform.
Yeah, from Ask Your Mother.
Right.
Yes.
Good guy.
And that's, of course, Dennis Peters from the Glam Band and Christy. And I want Dennis to come in one of these days in full regalia. Actually, you know what I'm doing Sunday? You want me to tell you something I'm doing Sunday?
What?
Going watch a rehearsal of that new group they've put together called Decades.
Those
young kids.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
And they're going to be opening for them at the Epic.
Yes.
At the end of the month, I think it is.
That is, I'm not
I
here.
I want to say 29th-ish. Okay. But anyway, these young kids that are 14, 15 years old, Dennis from the Glam Band put them together, wants to give young musicians a chance, and they're doing a big dress rehearsal in the Manitowoc area on Sunday. I'm definitely going to go down to that to see it. I think that's so exciting, and my cousin Jack is one of the is the drummer, basically,
and
this
kudos
is great.
To Dennis for, you know, this experience those kids are getting, and who knows, you know, what life holds for them. But
paying it
this
forward.
I mean, this could really work out for
paying
some of us. That's the 29th. We're going to talk a lot about that, but it's the 29th of this month at Epic, and a lot of good music, and one of them is going to be Decades, so that'd be fun.
Yep. And then next week, we've got the brand new Are You Smarter Than a Former Mayor contest. Okay. I'm working on other questions for that.
Is the grand prize one of my pens?
I think Ben Chan wants to do that.
Oh, my God.
I'm not even kidding, Jim, because he said yesterday when he was leaving, he goes, you were not going to do some questions, some trivia? Did you hear him talk?
Yeah.
He wanted that. So I think Dr. Ben Chan against the former mayor, Jim Schmidt, next week.
So I don't know if I told you guys this. I probably have. But so when I was in office for a long time, 16 years.
Half a shot.
Half a shot. But there was like a couple rules. And I remember my chief of staff talking to a new employee, and I overheard him. He goes, look, rule number one around this place, don't embarrass the mayor. So you guys don't take that. You've not taken that rule. But I mean, I don't. That I'm a little nervous about that game, Johnny. And you put the questions together.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to play. I want to be a team player.
Okay,
awesome. I'm not in charge.
Remember,
anymore.
This isn't to make you look good. This is entertainment, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, and by the way, is Dr. Chan on tonight on Jeopardy?
Yes.
Okay, for the semifinals.
I believe so.
That's right.
No, he is. I think Thursday.
Today's Thursday. Yeah. Oh, that's huge too. Wow. Okay.
That's gonna be fun to watch at 6 o'clock, Fox 11.
Absolutely. No, that's big time stuff. And you know, it's funny you say that about because there are certain reading a thing about Nick Saban. You know, the coach at Alabama for all those years, and he retired this year, and how tough he was to work for. And they interviewed, I think, 10 guys who had worked for him. Said, give us a story. And it's like, well, one of the guys, he said, when I came in, I was talking with some of the assistant coaches, and they said, well, just so you know, working here at Alabama with Coach Saban, we're going to win a lot, but every year it's going to be like a dog year. It's going to feel like seven. You know, and they laughed. And the guy said that to when he's in with the interview with Saban, he said, do you have any questions about us here and whatever? You know, the last thing is, no, a couple of your guys said, you know, we're gonna win a lot, but it's like dog years. Every year is gonna feel like seven. They said Saban left the internet, went in. They said he tore the paint off the walls. He blistered these guys so bad, and it was like forever. Do not say something like that. Yeah. So sometimes they have to have those rules with guys, isn't it? Or don't get too flippant.
Because you're out in front and it's all branding, but you don't want to look too stupid. So
yeah.
Anyway, because you are there to lead the team or lead the city.
And was it the other thing? Don't mention his eyebrows. Wasn't
that she didn't get that memo.
She didn't get that memo. Okay. No. All right.
But anyway, now that's going to be fun. I'm looking forward. And then we got the quarterback challenge. That's going to be
might
fun.
Start next week. We're waiting to get a sponsor on this. So it's called Win Minos Money.
That's monetary.
That's mine money. You'll win cash on this one.
Mine's just a prize.
Yeah.
Some of the
it's for, more for pride.
Maybe a vest.
Yeah. Mine is going to be on NFL quarterbacks. Any quarterback since 1957 that has been on an NFL regular season roster that's listed on their all-time rosters. You can go to websites, just all-time roster. Name me a quarterback, and if I get it wrong in regards to what college he went to, you win money. And it's going to be kind of a cumulative thing. And we got my buddy Knob that's putting all the questions together, who's a savant on this kind of stuff. So that'll be either next week or the week after, depending on the sponsorship.
All right.
Okay?
And then we got the music, and then we also do the feature of Where Are They Now?
We got Where Are They Now coming up. We got our veteran spotlight.
Yeah, we have to dig a little. We have to that. Where Are They Now? We have a little work to do because there's people who've sent in names.
Yeah, and I gave Todd one today, didn't I, Todd? Or yesterday?
I think you got a couple of them.
Yep.
Yeah, we got. So I want people keep texting us, keep emailing us. Yeah. You know, do whatever. Facebook type stuff for people you would like to know. Hey, whatever happened to where is so and so? So we enjoy that because whoever it is, we wonder ourselves sometimes.
We'll find them and we'll get them on the show and talk to them because it's a great community. I mean, the area that we're serving has some wonderful people that have been here that are still around, but they're just doing other things. And we want to get them back here. So that's a great segment. I'm excited about that. But that music thing tomorrow is going to be cool to get in studio live entertainment.
Absolutely. That's going to be fantastic. Can't say enough about Dennis from the Glam Band.
Awesome.
He's awesome. He's fantastic. Yep. Well, anyway, you and I are going to be spending some time together later on tonight.
Too much. I mean, yes, we are. Yeah we are. The women's game is at 5. And then I don't know if they kick us out and we come back and watch the men's game at 8. So,
okay. Yeah,
that's like 5 hours of
maybe have a beverage
plus drive
or something.
Time. You know. Yeah, we might.
Yeah.
I've got a bet on this.
Okay.
Over under if you guys come in even speaking to one another. Yeah.
Right?
That is a good point. That is a very good point.
No, I'll pick you up like 4:15 or something. Right? So that's going to be fun tonight. But yeah, there's a lot of basketball going on.
A lot of great stuff. Dr. Chan doing his thing. It's a fun time to be in Northeast Wisconsin.
Always.
Outstanding. Todd, thank you for everything. Thanks for doing a phenomenal job of producing, lining people up, everything you do. Todd is where the magic happens. Man. Couldn't do it without him.
We know it.
So thank you very much, everybody. Mind with the Mayor back in tomorrow morning. See ya.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.